and joy attract, while those who are always sad and negative, you know, repulse. On Civility Today, Dr. Ati Francis and his permanent consultant, Gobisingsu Romanos, focus on high and low vibrations and tells us how both emotions affect relations in our society.
Journalist and social critic, executive director of Gold Touch International and permanent consultant on the program, Ngobisingsu Romanos. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ate Francis. It is my pleasure.
This day, we brainstorm on low and high frequency vibrations and civility. What are vibrations?
Vibrations refer to the energy that surrounds us and is within us. Everything in the universe vibrates at different frequencies, like radio waves. We have high-frequency vibrations and low-frequency vibrations. We each have our own vibrations and vibrate at our own rate. Vibrations vary in intensity within each person and from person to person, depending upon the experiences being manifested. So a person's emotional state, the atmosphere of a place as communicated to and felt by others, are vibrations.
You talked about low and high frequency vibrations. Let's start with low. What are they?
Low frequency vibrations are like slow, heavy waves. They make us feel stuck, sad, anxious, angry, and fearful. Low-frequency vibrations can come from negative thoughts, emotions, and experiences. What this means is, if you fill your mind with negative thoughts, your vibration frequency will drop. If you feel negative emotions or recall negative experiences, the same thing will happen. Your vibrational frequency will drop. So each time you are sad, anxious, worried, angry, or fearful, you are vibrating at a low frequency.
And what are high-frequency vibrations then?
High-frequency vibrations are like fast, light waves. They make us feel happy, calm, confident, inspired, and loving. High-frequency vibrations can come from positive thoughts, positive emotions, and experiences. It means that when you think positive thoughts, feel happy, or recall happy experiences, you are vibrating at a high frequency. And when you vibrate at a high frequency, you are happy. It can make you calm, you can feel confident, inspired, or loving. Each time you are happy, you feel inspired, you are calm and confident, you are vibrating at a high frequency. People who have a gratitude mindset, people who are generous, vibrate at a high vibrational frequency. If it is said that you live a high vibrational lifestyle, it means you are positive, you are happy, you are kind, you are generous, you are thankful, instead of being gloomy, blaming people, complaining, carrying a long face.
What determines our frequency of vibration?
Our thoughts and emotions play a significant role in shaping our vibrational frequency. Positive thoughts and emotions like love, gratitude, and joy raise our frequency, while negative thoughts and emotions like fear, anger, and sadness lower it. Our level of consciousness and awareness also influences our vibrational frequency. As we become more aware of our thoughts, emotions, and actions, we can intentionally choose to raise our frequency. Our life experiences, our relationships, and environment can also impact our vibrational frequency. Surrounding ourselves with positivity, nurturing, and uplifting people can raise our frequency. The fourth thing is intention and choice. We have the power to intentionally choose our vibrational frequency through our thoughts, our emotions and actions. It means that we can decide to generate positive emotions or to carry out positive actions. Then our frequency will go up. Our inherent nature also has a big part to play. This includes our personality, our talents, and our life purpose. Embracing and aligning with our true nature can help raise our frequency. That is, if we know what our purpose here is and we align our actions with our purpose, our frequency will go up.
From what you say, it is clear that it is essential for us to vibrate at a high and not at a low frequency. Why is that?
Vibrating at a high frequency is important because it attracts positive experiences, positive relationships and circumstances into our lives. It repairs negative energies, making it less likely to attract harmful relationships, experiences or situations. It can boost your immune system. High frequency vibrations align with the energy of abundance, prosperity, and joy. It helps you bounce back from challenges. It enables your intuition to work better. You trust your instincts. You make wise decisions when you vibrate at a high frequency level. It facilitates spiritual growth, self-awareness, and self-improvement. Put in other words, high frequency vibration can enable you to become a magnet for positive relationships. You draw positive people to yourself. You have uplifting experiences. You gain emotional resilience. You get intuitive guidance. You grow. So by choosing high frequency vibrations, we can create a more harmonious and respectful community. But low frequency vibrations can hurt you in several ways. It can attract more negativity, drain your energy, affect your health, cloud your mind, making it harder to think clearly and make wise decisions. It can push away positive people from you and attract toxic people. Because if people find that you are vibrating at a low frequency, that is, you are negative, you are sad, you are always complaining, you are always criticizing, well, it repairs positive people. Positive people don't want to associate with negative people. So it is important for you to vibrate at a high frequency to attract positive people to yourself.
How are high and low frequency vibrations linked to civility?
High frequency vibrations are associated with positive emotions, empathy and compassion, leading to increased civility and respect in our interactions. When we vibrate at a higher frequency, we are more likely to listen actively to others.
Viewpoint, CRTV.
Time we take on Viewpoint on the radio this morning. World Tourism Day is being commemorated today under the theme Tourism and Peace. In today's Viewpoint, Kelvin Buddha underscored the relevance of the message